Sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Basra, Perik Ches Mishnah Gimel. A man by the name of Tzilavchad passed away in the Midbar. He left five daughters. All five were tzedekis, and they were very smart and very well learned. They heard Moshe explain that Eretz Yisrael would be given out, would be distributed according to the number of men that left Mitzrayim. They said, Oyvei, our father's name will be forgotten. We have no brothers. Let's claim our father's portion in the land. So they went to the judges that were appointed over every 10 people. Remember from Parshas Yisroi, first you went to such a judge. If they don't know how to answer, it goes to a higher judge. And this went all the way up until Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, our father passed away in the Midbar. Not in Mitzrayim. He belongs to the Dar HaMidbar. He's entitled to a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And the second daughter said, he wasn't part of the Adas Kairach. And the third one said, he didn't try to get others to sin. And the fourth daughter said, why should our father's name be forgotten? And they argued, if daughters don't count, how come in the halachis of Yivum, if a man has a daughter and he passes away, we don't say that the brother should marry the wife. If a man passes away without any children, the brother marries the wife so that his name shouldn't be forgotten. For various reasons that are discussed in the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I have to ask Hashem. Some say Moshe Rabbeinu knew. In our Gemara, in our Sugya discusses this, that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that daughters get their father's possessions if there's no son, like we learned. But here it was much more complicated. Now, there's a machlokes about this, but our Mishnah assumes that Eretz Yisrael was divided to anyone who came out of Mitzrayim. Tzilavchad came out of Mitzrayim. He passed away in the Midbar. And his father, Chefer, came out of Mitzrayim, and he also passed away in the Midbar. So Chefer's Yerusha goes to Chefer's sons, amongst them Tzilavchad. But because Tzilavchad is the Pchar, he gets a double portion from his father, Chefer. Now here's the problem. The rule is that a Pchar only gets a double portion of actual land, not land that is owed to the money. They really have to have the land in their possession. But maybe Eretz Yisrael is different, because Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael, even though they don't have it, it's as if it is in their possession. And Enochanami, the Batanura explains from the Gemara, that was Taka the answer. They were entitled not only to a Yerusha from Tzilavchad, the separate distribution that went to Tzilavchad, but as far as the one that went to their grandfather Chefer, they should get double, because their father Tzilavchad Yashin is double, and that double goes to them. So again, the B'nai Tzilavchad would be entitled to three chalakim over here. Their father Tzilavchad Yashin Sam Chefer, two chalakim. In addition, Tzilavchad gets his own chalik in Eretz Yisrael because he was over 20 when they left Mitzrayim and passed away in the Midbar. So they should get three chalakim, as our Mishnah explains. B'nois Tzilavchad natlu shloisha chalakim b'nachlad. They got three chalakim over here in the Yerusha. Chalik Avien, the chalik of their father Tzilavchad, because he had no sons, and he was entitled to his very own chalik, shahayim yotzei Mitzrayim. He left Mitzrayim over 20. Besides for that, their grandfather, Chefer, had his own chalik. From that, Yerusha would have gone to Tzilavchad. Not only one chalik, but double would go to Tzilavchad because Tzilavchad was the Pchar. So the chalkai, they should yashin through their father Tzilavchad, his chalik, im echav, together with his brothers, b'nichsei Chefer, that's one chalik, ushaya b'charim, because he was a b'char, naitel shnei chalakim, they get two chalakim from that Yerusha from Chefer, a total of three. Three portions in Eretz Yisrael.